The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Top 5, a show where we count things down from number 5 all the way to number 1. This week, we're going to give you a very simple episode. In fact, we're going to talk this week about our top 5 simple pleasures, the little things that make us happy in life. Matthew, what do you have for your number 5 simple pleasure?
My number 5 is something from my childhood, actually. One of the things that they say triggers memory more than anything else is scent, you know, your sense of smell. And so when we go to the store and we have to purchase things, you know, you purchase the cleansing materials for the body. And I always have them get my number 5, a bar of Irish Spring soap. And I don't know why a bar of Irish Spring is just so great. But, you know, in the morning, I get up, it's like 6 in the morning, I hate everybody and I hate everything, and I get in the shower, and you have this scent that's like, I don't even know how to describe it, really. It's an Irish Spring, and it's something that wakes you up, and you get that, just you sort of fills your face with hope. And it reminds me of the days when I was a child and I was living in my grandmother's house, and we always had the Irish Spring soap. Apparently, you can also use it to repel mice if you get really bored, but I'm not even sure. Again, I can't really even describe the scent, but it's something that I've always loved. And it's something that even now at 175 years old, I will still go and spring the extra 45 cents over the store brand stuff to get the name brand Irish Spring.
Okay. Rodrigo, what do you have for your number 5 simple pleasure?
My number 5 is fruit bars or like popsicles, but like mainly the like thick rectangular ones. Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pops.
Yeah. In like, I think that lots of kids in the U.S. grow up with like ice cream trucks around and things. But in Mexico, there's specifically this like tradition of like popsicle type things made with real fruit, or with like cream or whatever. And I think those, basically growing up eating those, makes it so that when I'm nowadays, I'm looking for some sort of treat. You know, my wife likes ice cream sandwiches, and I'm not going to say no to an ice cream sandwich. But if I have my my choice, I'll go with some sort of stick with some sort of fruit based ice cream on it, or maybe not ice cream, but you know, sort of like a water based fruit sweet stuff.
What is the Mexican name? Is it paluta? Well, I forget what
that's close. It's paletas.
Paletas. Yeah. I almost bought one of those today. I was like, oh, it's so hot out, I think I want one of those.
That's what they're good for. And I think that the companies that put those out realize it, because the other day I caught a commercial for something that's called like Outshine Bars or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it, and all the people that are having fun in the commercial are like light to medium skin, and they all have dark hair. And I'm like, yeah, they know. They know who they're aiming this at. It's like a white person can watch that and be like, oh, that looks fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like Latin Americans watch that and we're like, oh, yeah, this is for me. Where do I get those?
Yeah, I am pretty sure the youngest would go crazy for these because he's kind of a popsicle addict. And so next time we go to the taco truck, he doesn't like the taco truck for some reason. But
well,
I'm going to pick up one of those because I think he would enjoy it.
Mexican candy is definitely a good segue into Mexican food.
There you go. There you go. All right. My number five is getting up in the morning when it's not, you know, it's not cloudy out. It's not windy out. It's just, you know, the sun is up. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, especially on the weekend. There are not too many people on the road and it's warm. It's between like 55 and 65. And I just like to put the top down on a convertible and I enjoy a nice AM drive in a convertible. It is so pleasurable having the wind kind of whip around you, especially if you're in a kind of sporty convertible. You can go a little fast and it just is nice to feel the warm sun on your face and the wind all around you. It is just super, super relaxing. Something that you don't get to do that often, but certainly it is a very simple pleasure. An AM drive in a convertible, that does it for me. Matthew, what do you have for your number four?
Well, I don't know how simple that is. Convertibles are hard.
No, they're not. They're simple. You put the top down, you get in, you turn on the ignition, you go vroom, vroom, and away you go.
Maybe
turn on some music.
$40,000 to buy the convertible. That's
oh,
I don't
no.
know.
Yeah, once you get there, it's, you know, it's a simple pleasure.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. So as, you know, a nerd, I don't know if you know this about me, guys, but I'm totally into like comic books and pop culture and weird stuff. But as a nerd, there aren't a lot of things that really constitute a tradition, kind of a running tradition for me, because all of my hobbies are about the new hotness, the next big thing. It's all about what's going to happen next. And here's this thing that's going to kick it, you know, into that next gear. But in the early spring of every year, used to be mid-February, something wonderful would happen. And you may be saying, well, you're married. Is it Valentine's Day? And I'm like, no, but it's usually right around the same time. And you're like, but doesn't your wife have a birthday right before Valentine's Day? And I'm like, yes, but this is something better. Happens right about the same time. But the last couple of years, it's happened a little later into the March and early March and late February time. And that is the annual reveal of the new Super Sentai season. Since 1975, the Toei Corporation has been basically every spring creating a new squadron, for lack of a better word, of heroes. And each year, you know, you'll have different theming. There have been three or four dinosaur seasons and some ninja seasons. There have been a couple of dance-based. The current one is actually based on the folk tale of Momotaro, which is hilarious because one of the guys actually turns into Shadow the Hedgehog, or, you know, pretty similar equivalent. And you have this moment every year of, wait, they're doing what? Because a few years ago, they gave us the Q-Rangers, I believe. No, the Zoogers. I'm so sorry. And the Zoogers had their theme where you have a shirt, like it looks almost like a T-shirt with the face of an animal on it. And that's the power that you're channeling. And it basically looked like, you know, a Three Wolf Moon shirt that you could buy at any strip mall. And so you have that moment of but you do get to a point where, oh, this is what they're doing. And so every year, without fail, like clockwork, you know, even in years when bad things have happened, even the year that there was a terrible flood and a typhoon, in that early spring, you can count on them revealing the new Super Sentai season.
All right. Rodrigo, what about you? What you've got something that has to be in your number four slot.
Yes, I believe that's how it works.
Yes,
that's why they call it top five.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we just skipped one's past?
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we do sometimes when we all have the same one.
That's true.
We just kind of do a lightning round. My number four is probably nerdy in a different way. My number four is prompt uploads or downloads. Mm. You know, when you like upload something and it's like fast and it gets it done within like a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
I used to, so when I was working at a TV station in Kansas, I would do things like, okay, well, I have to archive this show, right? Or this episode. So I would upload a folder to, you know, through an FTP thing to our big super duper storage monster. And so I'm like, okay, well, all this stuff has to upload. So in one folder, there is the show plus, you know, visual elements plus thumbnails plus whatever else was necessary, right? Maybe a text description. So I would just mess with the FTP. I would be like, okay, today I want it to do three things at a time. And only and to go from smallest to largest. So I would upload the folder, and sure enough, like all of the text and small images would just pop up like beep beep beep, and then like start loading like brr, 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 and then it would finally get to the bigger stuff, and that would take it a lot longer. Or sometimes I would sit down and be like, okay, well, this time I'm going to do it backwards. I want to start with the big boys, but I want to do five things at once, so that it's just sitting here on the same screen for 2 hours. Which it was going to do anyway. It's going to spend 2 hours on the show itself. Why not start with that, right? And it doesn't matter because the thing never gets turned off. If it does get turned off, most FTP programs will just pause the download and then just pick up right where you left off without causing any errors. So, I enjoy kind of sitting there and watching files either upload or download.
Okay, cool. My number four is very simple. I don't get to do it as often because the kids have a bunch of activities that they are into and hanging out with friends or whatever. But when it happens, it's really nice. And that's just hanging out with the family. All of us in the same room. The boys are watching some crazy show on TV, and I'll just go ahead and sit there and listen to them laugh and talk. And my wife will get involved in the conversation, and everybody's just having a joyful time together. That definitely is a simple pleasure that I want to have more of. Cats in the cradle, kids aren't going to be around forever, but hanging out with family, definitely my number four simple pleasure. Matthew, what do you have? What do you have for your number three now that we're up to our number threes?
And the cats in the cradle and the silver bowl. My number three is one that I don't think anybody who has ever met me will be in any way surprised by, except in as much as it's this low on the list. And that is the smell of old comic books. For many, many years, I worked in the back issue pit of various comic shops. And you would get, you know, especially books from like the mid Silver Age. So like 1957 to about 1970, at the point in time that I was going through these books, would get this sort of a scent to them that is just incredibly powerful and incredibly comforting to me. It's not quite rotting, although that is literally what's happening to the comics. And it's not quite like mold, which is weird because I'm completely allergic to mold, but it's this earthy, almost like a sub basement, like a dirt floor cellar kind of scent that I just really find appealing. And it was one of the major things that I really enjoyed about grading those comics is that, of course, it's a giveaway. If you can smell the comic, it's automatically 5.0 or lower. That's actually one of the rules of grading. But if you also find that smell pleasant and you're sitting there going through comics, and you're like, yeah, I could do this all day. I could breathe in this possibly toxic newsprint that's breaking down and turning into poison and probably, you know, wrecking the environment all day long. But for some reason, for me at least, just that scent is incredibly comforting and warm and home-like. And it reminds me of days wandering through old shops, looking at comic books, trying not to get arrested. You know, just the good old days of yore.
Cool. All right. Nothing like the smell of mold and mildew on your comic books.
Okay, it's not mildew. Mildew is called foxing, and that smells really sharp and awful.
Okay.
It's just the mold.
Okay.
No, it's just the books breaking down and decomposing.
Okay.
Mold smells really bad. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a smell that smells something like.
My number three is one that I get to do, about a fourth of the year. And that is when the summertime turns to fall and the air is cooler. And I get up and go and do, a 5 a.m. walk. But it's now dark because the sun is not out early in the morning anymore. So I got to put on one of those lights that you strap to your head. And I like going out at 5 o'clock in the morning in a cool fall morning to go on my morning walks because it's just so nice. The air is just crisp. You smell that fragrance in the air that lets you know that fall is on the way. And at least a couple of times during the fall, you'll be walking when there's a full moon. So that's enjoyable as well. And you get to see the colors come out before everyone else. And when I go and walk that early in the morning, there's maybe only one other person that I have to pass. So, being able to walk without seeing any other people around is super enjoyable. So a early morning, cool fall morning walk is the simple pleasure for me at my number three. We are about to hit our number twos and higher. And now is a perfect time to remind you that you can come and join all the cool kids over on our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. Get behind the scenes look at what's going on all of your favorite shows and at Major Spoilers in general. And we'd love to see you over there. Go find out more. patreon.com/majorspoilers. All right. We are into our number twos. And Matthew, what is your number two in the simple pleasures category?
My number two simple pleasure is actually probably one of my favorite things in the whole world. I have a job that starts at 7 a.m. Central Time, which means that I'm usually getting up about 5:30 in the morning, going, doing all my stuff, making sure we have the kid, throwing everything in the car. I end up at work by about 5, 10 till 7. But on Saturday and Sunday, I don't have to get up that stupid early. I still wake up early and I still have that point where I'm like, hey, I'm sort of awake, but instead of getting up and taking a shower and doing all the stuff and shaving and flipping all the thing, I actually wake up enough to wake up my wife. And usually there's like a wall of blankets in between us. But what I do is I wake up my wife and then I bring her over into the middle, right? And I can go back to sleep while like kind of cuddling and wrapped around my wife. It's not anything untoward, nothing inappropriate, but it's really nice to where I'm awake. I don't have anywhere to go. I'm going to snuggle with the wife. It's awesome. One of the most wonderful things in the world is just being able to do this. And if I do it right, I can both Saturday and Sunday morning wake up, cuddle, get up about 10 or 11 or, whenever I really want to, depending on, what's going on, and just be fine with the universe. And then I can, go back to my soulless corporate job that squishes all the life out of me day to day to day. So
that's all right. Nice. All right. Well, not to put a damper on your number two, Matthew, but we forgot Rodrigo's number three. So, Rodrigo, what have you got for your number three?
I slept through the number threes because my number three is a good night's sleep. Sort of, it's kind of the what would precede, I assume, Matthew's number two, which is as you guys know, I suffer from migraines, and so that very frequently interrupts my sleep. Also, like too much or too little sleep is a trigger. So there's like a perfect amount of sleep that I can have in which I didn't go to bed too late in the evening and I don't have to get up too early to do anything. And also none of the other mammals in my house wake me up before I have to. Mm-hmm. And that is just feels really great. My alarm goes off. I sit up in the bed. I take my magnesium pills, and once those kick in and I get my magnesium powers, I'm able to, start the day without too many problems. And it's nice. It's nice to get enough sleep. Again, if I get too much sleep, I don't feel good. And if I don't get enough sleep, usually I feel okay after a little while, but that one comes back around to haunt me later.
That's not good. All right, yeah. So a good night's sleep, for your number three. Then what do you have for your number two?
My number two is, I think, a very simple one. And that is putting on clothes that have come out straight from the dryer.
Yes.
Definitely in a cold day. I enjoy the feeling of putting on warm clothing. Not necessarily thick, you know, fuzzy warm clothing, but clothing that's been warmed by some sort of machine. Even if it's, you know, reasonably warm, it still feels nice. Just like I like, you know, it's like hot out. I'm like, oh, I'm sweating. I need to take a shower. I'll take a warm shower. Like I don't ever take cold showers. I'm okay with being a little warm. So even if it's not like cold, I'm happy to, you know, put on a pair of, like, especially, you know, comfy clothing, like pajamas or whatever. A pair of pajama pants that have just come out of the dryer are definitely a treat. Of course, I open the dryer and get out my pajama pants. I'm like, oh, and then, like, my wife walks by and then I feel bad. And now I have to take out the dryer, like, the whole dryer load and probably fold the clothes, you know, because I'm like, oh, I want to seem like I'm useful in this house. Because, again, all the other mammals are always judging me. Clothes fresh from the shower. Definitely a simple pleasure I enjoy.
Yep. My youngest, when it's the wintertime, in the morning when he wakes up, my wife will often take his clothes that he's going to wear for the day, throw them in the dryer for like 5 minutes so they warm up so that he'll get dressed and get ready to go to school. And he really likes that a lot as well. So,
yeah,
clothes warm from the dryer. Perfect. All right, my number two is an outdoor activity. I really enjoy not bad thunderstorms, you know, the kind where you get thunderstorm warnings that lead to tornadoes and hail and all that stuff, but a good gentle thunderstorm where you get a good steady rain and you get thunder like every, you know, 30 seconds or so, maybe every minute or so, but just not the constant barrage of, you know, scary thunder that that the lightning is going to strike you and kill you. But if you can sit outside in like a gazebo or on a back porch and just listen to the rain and the thunder and tune out all of the other noises, you know, if you have city traffic near you, it's great if you can tune that out. If you got noisy neighbors and tune them out, or yelling kids, tune them out. Thunderstorm and light rain on a porch or a gazebo is wonderful. It is just so relaxing. And again, if you are a patron member, a few years ago, I went over to Dr. Brad Will's house when he was on vacation. He asked me to watch the house. He's got his gazebo in the backyard, and it just so happened to be raining. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to go and grab the I'm going to go and grab the 360 audio microphones, and I'm going to set that up, and I'm going to record that. So you can go and listen to that kind of an experience over there at patreon.com/majorspoiler. So that is my number two. Thunderstorms and a light rain in a gazebo or a back porch is definitely the way to go. All right. We have hit the number one spot, the slot that everyone is waiting for. Matthew, what is your top five simple pleasure?
I just keep hearing thunderstorm and right in my head. It's fine. My number one is one of the most wonderful things in the universe. About 18 years ago, I did one of the few things in my life that was absolutely a really, really good idea. And that was let somebody else's genetics take the good stuff of mine and create a new human being. And that human being is now a vaguely adult person called Zabeth, artist formerly known as the Widget. They're an adult now, so, you know, I can use their name. And this person has been wandering around the house. And 10 or 12 years ago, they got really, really excited that I had a little MP3 player and wanted one of their own. So I took an MP3 player and I loaded it with a whole bunch of my favorite songs and just gave it to the kid. And so now, periodically, depending on where it is, I get my number one simple pleasure in the world, my kid singing. It's actually really wonderful. They're actually part of two different choirs at school. One is like a big time achievement show choir where you have to be really, really good. And for Christmas last year, for the holiday thing, they arranged the Monkees' Ryushiyu, which is a Christmas anthem, and they and four of their friends did a four-part harmony of Ryushiyu. A lot of times when we go out on the weekends, we'll start singing together, and it's really bizarre because the child is like a alto, has this really high, beautiful voice, and I, you know, I sound like me, but for some reason, whenever we sing together, they go low, and I sing the high part. It's ridiculous because both of us are straining our voices, but it's really wonderful. And, you know, showing off a little bit, the kid was in a play this last fall. It was a musical version of Anastasia with some of the songs from the Disney movie. And they were playing Grandmama, the Grand Duchess. And this was their first play. This was the first time they had ever been on stage. And last week they won an award from the state of Kansas. They won a best supporting role for the entire state of Kansas for their first ever on stage singing role. So I'm just like absolutely gobsmacked. I have no idea where this child got such a beautiful voice. I mean, I have one, but it's nothing like that. And they've done something entirely different. So just being able at certain points, if you listen real close during our shows, a lot of times you may hear me mute to tell the child to stop singing so loud because I think Steven's recording it. But my number one is just wonderful. My kids singing wherever they end up being.
Cool. Neat. Rodrigo, what is your number one?
My number one is a quick point of order. Technically, Anastasia is not a Disney movie.
It's a Don Bluth movie.
It is a Don Bluth movie, which some the Venn diagram, right? Is like some Disney movies are Don Bluth movies, but yes, it's not.
You're gonna be that guy with
it's
me?
Not correcting other nerds.
You're gonna step up to the streets.
That's why I have to.
You're gonna step up over me to the streets.
I need to cover these things.
That's true.
Because if you have any holes in your in your defense, all of the obnoxious nerds are gonna come up. So I'm just pointing this out.
Right. It is apparently a Fox animation film.
Yeah. Who knows?
So we've been distributed 110%.
Oh, so it's technically a Disney film. So
it is now.
Now, yeah. I guess. Yeah. No, you're right. Now it is. What doesn't belong to Disney?
This show, and we're going to keep it that way if we can get more people to go over to patreon.com/majorspoilers right now. Sign up for the silver level. It is the best deal that you can get, and it keeps Disney out of our pockets and out of your entertainment and changing this show into, I don't know, top five favorite Disney villains, top five favorite Disney songs, top five worst Universal Pictures movies, top five things that Warner Brothers did wrong this year. Top five reasons Netflix stinks. We don't want to have to do shows like that, and we can do that with your help when you keep Disney out of the pockets. That should be our new campaign. Keep Disney out of our pockets. Patreon.com/majorspoilers.
All right. Keep Disney out of our... So to be that keep was, us out of beautiful. Disney's pocket?
That's
no,
better.
I think they're going to... We usually get...
They're trying to buy the show.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're trying to stay independent.
Right.
We should... Top five MGM properties we probably own?
Question mark.
Yeah. Nobody knows who owns any MGM properties anymore. Okay, number one simple pleasure?
Yes, number one.
Okay, number one simple pleasure is very simple, and it's been a pleasure of mine since I was very young, and that is drawing on paper with a nice, very sharp pencil. With a pencil that has been freshly sharpened. I actually, most of the drawing that I do is with pen. I have a notebook that I keep with me in my backpack, and I have a bunch of pens. And I mostly draw in pen because it's just easier. Like, pens tend to usually not break, and the tips tend to also not break. Whereas, you know, carrying pencils around means that you also got to carry a pencil sharpener or whatever. But if I have the opportunity to sharpen a pencil, sit down and draw for a little bit, it's an experience that I enjoy. And I probably enjoy it as much as I do because it itself is kind of fleeting. Like if you start drawing with a sharpened pencil, it'll dull, right? It'll go dull before too long. So you either have to go sharpen it again or just live with it. So that those first few strokes, it's a very enjoyable experience.
Very cool. All right. My number one simple pleasure is a few years ago, we replaced the shower head in our bathroom with one of those rainhead showers because my wife was like, oh, I really like the rainhead shower. So I went and bought one. You know, it's the big one that, you know, the rain just, or the water just comes straight down and it's, you know, really, it's really nice. But I found one day I was sitting down on the bench inside the shower and I just stuck my left foot out underneath the rainhead shower as the water was coming down and it just hit my foot, the top of my foot, and it felt so good. Like it is, you know, I can't with my right foot. It's okay. You know, if I hit it on the back of my neck, it's okay. Or my back, if my back is sore, it's okay. But man, I just sit there with my left foot out underneath that rain head with the water pouring down onto the foot. And it is so relaxing. It takes all the tension away. It removes all of the stress from the day or from the morning or from whatever it may be. Oh, it is so nice. And I can just sit there for like, I don't want to be in there too long because that wastes water. And you shouldn't waste water, ladies and gentlemen. It is a precious natural resource. But I'll just sit there and just let it cover my foot. And I just get so relaxed. And then I'm much happier for the rest of the day. So shower on my foot is name of, I don't know, some hillbilly cover band.
Sounds like a Panic at the Disco cover band.
Yeah.
I think.
Shower on my foot, my number one simple pleasure. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Our simple pleasures have been shared with you. Now it's your turn. Head over to our Discord server. There's a link in the show notes. You can join for free. You can go over into the Discord server for a top five, and you can share your top five simple pleasures with everyone else. Everyone else shares their top five simple pleasures, and everyone reads everyone else's simple pleasures. Why? Because everyone loves a list, and we will talk with you soon.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.